Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax, saving the best for last. From Vanessa Williams on Saturday Live. It's time to do this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Travel Talk, and Ed Finn is joining me this weekend on the bank holiday nonetheless. For people, let's say, who want to go somewhere nice and warm,
yeah,
for the summer, you got some good deals this weekend.
Absolutely. Now, I think, Robbie, Greece has always been a place. I remember when I was a young fella going over to Athens, island hopping to Paros, Ios, and it was a magical experience. It's become a really popular place. Now, recently, Robbie, like Aer Lingus have a flight to Kos. We have flights to Mykonos. Mm. You know, we have Athens, of course. We've Aegean. We've Ryanair flying all over there. Thessalonica, loads of different places. Like Corfu, Crete, Kos, Rhodes, Santorini, they're all really popular at the moment. Now, Santorini, of course, was, you know, the idyllic kind of place, kind of expensive. Mykonos also expensive. But I was having a look there. And just to give people an idea, I was looking on a few different travel websites. Kos, for example, right, including your flights and 7 nights accommodation, in June, Robbie, for 7 nights, $549, but in September, $399.
Okay.
Now, I love Greece in September because in July and August, I find the, you know, I'm not mad about that very hot weather.
Right, and what sort of temperatures are you looking at?
You'll be
September?
Looking at sort of 23 to 25.
Oh, okay, nice.
You know, now,
yeah,
it could be, you know, at the end of September. Now, Click and Go package all these up, right? And a lot of these packages that I was looking at, some of them are even all inclusive. But just to give you an idea, costs there like $399, Corfu in June, Robbie, $489, and in September, $369. Again, Rhodes, which is a super island, $489 and $399 in September. Now, you can get a, you can do a €20 trip to Bodrum from Rhodes as well, which is great fun. You know, like a day trip to Turkey if you want to.
Yeah.
But those islands are amazing. Now, there's lots of other islands as well, of course, that are really, I suppose, would be lesser well known, that, you know, would also be good. But those ones with the direct flights, I think, are brilliant. They've loads as well, Robbie, of family inclusive packages for kids, fun parks and theme parks there. But just another idea, just to give you an idea as well, half board, dinner, bed and breakfast, you're going up to, like, in June, about $722. And then if you wanted to do an all-inclusive in Kos, this beautiful Tigaki beach hotel, and it's on the beach, all your meals, all-inclusive, $925. Now, that's everything for the week.
Yeah,
you know.
So that's it. You know exactly what you have.
Drinks, food, yeah, breakfast, lunch, you know, everything is included in that. The thing about Greece as well is you can do, I mean, Athens is a fantastic place to go. You know, I mean, it's so good with the history there, you know. But again, it can be a little bit warm in the summer months. So I think it's a great place to go.
How would you recommend it as a city break?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, you know, I would compare, Athens is the Greek Malaga, right? That's how I'd say to you. Because a lot of people wouldn't have known how great Malaga was until they've actually spent time there. It's a fabulous city. Beautiful old part, Lifadi, the beautiful old town there. Food is fantastic. Very good value as well, Robbie, which I found, you know, which
so
was really
eating
good.
Out and living there
amazing.
Is good.
Yeah, very, very good value for eating out. Now, just to give you an idea, right, if you want to do something a bit different, like there's a beautiful island there. It's only 2 hours from the port of Rafina near Athens, and it's called Andros. Now, I stayed there years ago. It's beautiful. It's a mountainous island. It's the northernmost Cyclades archipelago, and it's a great favourite with the Greeks. They love going there for the food, the beaches, beautiful little pretty villages, and I really love that. Now, again, you can do like doubles, B&B, two nights there, like for like 110 bed and breakfast per person, and that would be staying this little place that I stayed in called Small Paradise. They offer suites, Robbie, with kitchen facilities. There's an organic farm. I loved this place, right? Because, again, it's, for me, the real Greece. And, again, it was a place that I was recommended to by another Greek person. So you could combine that very easily with Greece as well. But really, really lovely. But for people that wanted that lovely beach holiday, yeah, it's great. But
and what about Santorini, which has become the location of choice in recent years,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. The Instagram shot, you know, up there.
That's
overlooking.
If you don't get arrested for taking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it was every cruise ship in the world seemed to stop in Santorini at yeah, one stage. Santorini is unique. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. That's the one thing about Greece, you know. I mean, over Thessalonica side, down where Sparta, remember the 300, those guys, the men, they eat iron for their breakfast. though that area, that part of Greece is completely amazing as well. And now, like Ryanair fly all over the place as well, as I was saying, Aer Lingus fly to different places like Kos as well. Mm. So you have a load of flights. And Aegean, by the way, which are a really great airline, full service airline, by the way. They're very good. There's great deals there I saw as well for flights with them to different places, and you can add on as well.
I do remember one of the best holidays I had was going to Crete. What website should we go to for details?
Robbie, the airlines I mentioned there, of course, all have deals. Visitgreece.gr, Robbie, is a great one. Visitgreece.gr. They've got great stuff on there. Mm. And a lot of the holidays, Click and Go, TUI, Cassidy's, all the travel agents have great deals at the moment as well. So I would say if anybody is looking for something different, a few of the places I mentioned there would be great. Mm. And like if you don't like it too hot, September, I've had great holidays in October in Greece.
Sure,
you know,
sure. Some like it hot though. Thanks like so much, Ed.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8.